Wretched Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
We've had 35 resurrections of the dead. The closer they are to freshly dead, the easier they are to resurrect.
So I see this giant angel and I asked him his name. It's a financial company. And I realized this angel is here for our finances.
And that's a true literal story, by the way.
These people are charlatans. And it's about time we draw a line in the sand and stop fraternizing with the wolves.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Crossing my fingers and wishing on a star. This is Wretched Radio. Promises have been made. Let's see if the people who made them their promises deliver. About what do I speak? Joe Rogan, you know, the world's number one podcaster, recently had a guest on, and a number of friends and different people sent emails to me at idea at wretched.org saying, you got to listen to this guy. A Navy SEAL. His name is Chad, it's only got two. Chad, right. He's a Navy SEAL. So Joe Rogan, of course, having an affinity with the fellow, brings him in to discuss all things Navy SEAL. Turns out the guy's a believer. And Joe Rogan, recently showing at least an interest in Christian things, started to chat about it. And everybody sent, a lot of people sent me an email saying, you got to listen to this man. It's amazing. So I'm crossing my fingers and wishing on a star, because one of the trends in evangelicalism that has been catching my attention as of late are the number of YouTube videos or the number of podcasts, social media stuff that says this guy shared the gospel with this famous guy. So all excited. I want anybody to get saved. I listen to it and it's like, he didn't share the gospel. May have talked about Christian things, may have talked about the Bible, but it is one thing to talk about Christianity. It's another thing to evangelize. It's a third thing to apologize. All of these are different frameworks for discussing Christianity. You can just chit-chat about it. You can defend it when people start peppering you with questions, or you can press in and share the gospel. And I don't see a lot of the latter. I see a lot of, hey, we're going to defend it. I'll explain to you about manuscripts and archaeological discoveries. But that's different than pressing in to say, hey, this is reality. And you are going to be confronted with it the day you take your last breath. Are you ready? You must consider the claims of Jesus Christ. You don't need to consider the claims of Buddha, Confucius, any of those guys. You don't need to worry about them. Why? Because they really don't care what you believe. Jesus does. He's the one prophet who said, you must believe in me. You must understand me. You must know me rightly, or you will not have eternal life. And because of the impact that he has had, because the Bible, I think it's axiomatic. It demonstrates that it's different than every other book. You got to deal with it. You must consider the claims of Christ, or you're just downright foolish. That is to press in. That is to say, hey, you must repent. You must put your faith in Jesus Christ. That's evangelism. So with that as a preamble, as I wish upon a star, to hope that this guy, Chad DeWright, does a great job of actually sharing the gospel. Let's find out together. I haven't heard it. So here we go. Surprise.
I got my hands on a Bible. I started reading in the book of Matthew. I began this was obviously the experience that the Almighty had chosen to call me out of darkness into the marvelous light of his truth.
Like the Bible quote, that's good stuff.
Open the Bible. I had seen the Bible before. I had, you know, heard it read. I had even read it before in the past, but it was never anything that meant any. I couldn't understand it. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. What the f*** is this trying to say to me here?
Right.
I began to read in the book of Matthew, and I began to, for the first time in my life, I realized how all of that applied to me
Isn't that fascinating? That you read the Bible sometimes as an unbeliever when you decide to open it up. You know, you put the binding down and you let the thing flap open, hoping that something in there will be pertinent for your life. It just never makes any sense before you get saved. And then God flips a switch and all of a sudden it's like, whoa! This is amazing. That apparently is what this fellow experienced. That is, well, that shouldn't be considered common. That should actually be the norm. I didn't get it. Now, I mean, I can read it and kind of understand what's going on. I'm talking about getting it where you are illuminated by it and you believe it. Now, just one comment, if and you don't mind, about this fellow apparently using some sort of potty word. We don't want any Christian to use potty words because I think Ephesians 4:28 all the way through Ephesians 5:4 makes it really clear. That's just not the way we're supposed to talk.
So can I interject?
No, you can't.
I put the beep in there.
Because?
It wasn't exactly a horrible word. C-R-A-P. I didn't feel.
You don't like that word.
I don't.
You know what? Some people, okay, so to this fellow, Chad Wright, and I want to be really deferential to the guy because he was a Navy SEAL and he could basically kill me with a look. So I want to be really, but some people don't consider that word to be a bad word.
Right. But
I'm not a fan of it. I think it's coarse. But these days, language changes. Language, in every generation takes on a different emphasis. And if this particular fellow in his context doesn't think that it's a potty word, I'm not going to argue with it. But even if it were like a real, like he dropped a really kind, it's like, no, we all agree that's a swear word right there. It's not an issue that I tend to get all that exercised about. I've just seen it too many times. When the Lord saves somebody, he progressively tends to clean up their mouth. Now, sometimes he just does it automatically, but sometimes it's just a process. Sometimes a lot of people that are born again, they don't even realize that's a bad thing to do and they just haven't been informed. So it's, even if it had been a whopper, it's not one where I'd be like, oh, I'm not going to listen to this guy.
As the hopeless, wicked, ugly, depraved human being that I like, my mind was awakened to my own state.
I haven't heard those words used in a secular talk show for like maybe forever.
Like, I didn't realize how ugly and depraved I was.
Nice.
Like when I passed up on my friend and he killed himself, like I didn't think nothing of that. I just had this revelation of who I was and why I so needed something to save me from that.
Okay. Now I know why people emailed me. That is awesome. Now, he's doing something interesting. He's currently, again, I haven't listened to this, so we'll see where he goes. But right now he's testifying. He's giving apparently a testimony, which I believe can still be evangelistic. Why? Because he's talking about the subject of sin. It is necessary if you're going to evangelize somebody. And he's talking about his own wickedness. Now, Joe can hear that and examine himself. Do I think that it can be, you know, more potent to press it in? Hey, Joe, are you wicked too? Have you broken the law, etc.? But that doesn't mean that a testimony that rightly explains depravity, wickedness, vileness, and guilt and sin can't be effective. And especially when this guy, the way that he's saying it, I actually believe he thought that about himself.
And when I had that revelation, literally by the grace of God opening my making me spiritually alive.
Ephesians 2, anybody? Wow.
Able to discern the scriptures. When I had that revelation, I read about Jesus, his life, his death, why he died according to the scriptures, his resurrection, what that means for me.
Wow.
It changed everything. Like literally, I was made a new creature overnight. It's the greatest miracle that God, the Almighty, could ever work is taking somebody like me who was literally so useless, making me alive, making me a brand new creature, waking up the next day and being completely changed.
Well, that's potent stuff. And do you know why it's powerful? Did you hear the number of Bible allusions, if not outright quotes? That is what makes any sort of evangelistic encounter or testimony stronger, that you don't just use your own words, you use the words of God, because we all know about that two-edged sword business. It cuts, unlike anything else. That's Chad Wright sharing his testimony on the Joe Rogan program. And thanks to everybody who said, you should probably listen to this. And I want to keep listening to it because I'd like to hear where he goes. Does he? And look, at this point, I would be fine if he doesn't like press it in hard onto Joe. Because again, I do believe a testimony can be evangelistic. Let's see where the seal goes next. Wretched Radio.
The Fortis store is closing permanently, and we literally mean everything must go, because after this month, there won't be a store. Presently, you're going to notice that we've slashed prices up to 75% off all physical inventory. Thanks to our incredible gospel partners, we're going to be making all of our digital resources completely free on Fortis Plus. But first, help us empty our shelves. You've got through the end of this month. Visit FortisInstitute.org right now. Trust me, your future self is going to be grateful you didn't miss out. FortisInstitute.org.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
Is your marriage at a bit of a breaking point? The person you said vows to and promised to spend forever with, do they now feel like a stranger? Introducing Transformed Season 4. Six brave couples opened their hearts as Dr. Lou Priolo guided them through infidelity and resentment, communication breakdowns, using biblical counseling that actually works. One new episode drops every week, and it's completely free at FortisPlus.org. Plus, you can get the free study guide and apply these life-changing principles to your own relationship. You ever notice how Christians sometimes dance around the J word? You know, judging. Yeah, we've gotten so scared of our culture that we're practically doing spiritual gymnastics trying to avoid it. What if I told you that righteous judgment isn't just some outdated concept? It's actually one of God's greatest gifts to protect His flock. That's why I'm fired up about our new resource, Thou Shalt Judge, with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. It's at FortisInstitute.org. That's the Fortis store at FortisInstitute.org. Thou Shalt Judge with Todd Friel and Justin Peters. Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. You know that moment when you're scrolling through your news feed on social media and everything just feels upside down? At Fortis Institute, we're not just watching on the sidelines. We need gospel partners who'll stand with us. People who will look at the culture and say, you know what? The church needs more than just encouragement. It needs equipping. If you're ready to help us equip believers with truth that transforms, then head over to FortisInstitute.org right now to find out how to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel. Question: what if everything you knew about God is absolutely true, but it's not changing how you live your life? And Dr. John Crotz, the host of Integrated, understands this struggle because he's lived it, and he's discovered five powerful ways to bridge that gap between knowing God and truly loving Him with everything we've got. In his new Fortis Forum, Head to Heart, which is available now on Fortis Plus, Dr. Crotz shares how biblical characters like Stephen and Daniel didn't just memorize truth, they lived it under pressure. Head to Heart, available now on Fortis Plus.
Attributes of God. The Bible tells us of God's goodness. God does not measure up to an external standard of goodness. He is the standard.
Because everything God does is, by definition, good, we can trust that God will do what is right in every situation. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Let's get better at this together, shall we? This is Wretched Radio. It's all the rage. It's the hot talk on the social media, internet stuff. Don't want to get all technical with you. But Chad Wright, a Navy SEAL appearing on the Joe Rogan program, has set conservative circles ablaze. Why? Because he did a bang-up job of explaining Christianity. One of my laments, and I have many of them, one of my laments is that we so take for granted the details of the gospel that we forget to share them. We assume people know about it. We'll start throwing in lingo. We'll even mention, for instance, well, you know, the Holy Spirit, and they're like, what's a Holy Spirit? We need to remember that people are a blank slate and we need to fill it in, and not by assuming what words mean. We've got to explain them to people. And the biggest explanation that I see so often lacking when people presumably share the gospel is that they don't really explain the gospel. Kind of talk about it. It's here. It's kind of there. But they never get to the judicial nature of the gospel. That the Bible makes it clear that the gospel of Jesus Christ is basically about the law breaking, the just deserts for criminal activity, the punishment we deserve, and what God did to save us from his punishment by sending his son, Jesus Christ, to die for sinners. And so often those details are missing. Now, to practice my spiritual gift of hypercriticism, even though I recognize Chad, who's a Navy SEAL, could basically kill me with a toothpick, let me just say at this point, even though he's done a great job of explaining total depravity, he hasn't yet explained the problem with that. What's the issue with looking at porn or gossiping and lying? Why is that bad? What are the consequences for that? Now, perhaps he's going to get there. I hope he does. But I would say at this point, because he's already talking about being in Christ, awesome. And by the way, you can tell where this guy goes to church. I don't know which one it is, but it's conservative because it's clear he's got his theology. He's using the right buzzwords. Okay, the right biblical words to, I think, tip his hand. He's going somewhere where they're teaching him well. I would suggest before we talk about Jesus, before we talk about how good it is to be forgiven, we got to explain the problem with being so bad that we need to be forgiven or we're going to jail. And they don't have laptops and cable TV in the cells. We must explain not just the law, not just depravity, but the character and the nature of God, what we deserve and what God has done for us so that we don't get our just deserts. Let's continue listening to Chad Wright on Joe Rogan.
What the Lord's given me experientially in life to share with other people, I'm not telling you this to convince you of anything. Like, there's nothing that I can say to convince you.
There it is. The dude's conservative. He knows that a human being can't convert anybody. And while I even his statement, I'm not saying this to convert you. Okay, I know that I can't convert anybody, but that's what we want. But I get what he's saying. He's saying, look, I'm just telling you my story here, which can be an impactful way to share the gospel.
In the truth of the gospel. Like, I truly believe that. There's no words that I can use. There's no logic that I can apply. There's nothing that I or anyone else can say to convince you of this. And it goes back to what we started off in the conversation with, of these things must be spiritually discerned. And it is by grace, God's grace, that we are made alive and able to discern the truth of these things.
This dude's theology is bang on. I'm sorry, I can't help it. Because whenever I think about sharing the gospel, I tend to kind of get a little bit hypercritical because it's so crucial that we get this thing right. I again wish that he had explained the problem with sin. And as of yet, he hasn't explained what Jesus Christ has done for us. If a testimony doesn't include that, then you've kind of jumped over. So Jesus made me clean. Jesus has helped me to understand reality. All true and good fruits of the gospel, but as of yet, haven't heard the totality of the gospel.
That's a hard thing to accept, man. Like, that man is totally depraved.
Good.
And I can't say anything to convince anyone.
Good. Spiritually dead. Cool.
Of the truth of these scriptures. But the scriptures are dripping, literally dripping with that very fact. That's the interesting thing about the scriptures. They leave nothing for man. Like it's almost the single thing that separates what's contained in the Holy Scriptures from other religious philosophy. It literally leaves nothing for man.
What do you mean by that?
Meaning there is nothing that you can do to be made righteous.
Great stuff.
In the eyes of the Creator. There is nothing that you can do to save yourself. As a matter of fact.
Now, the only thing I would say is save yourself from what? Does Joe know that based on this conversation alone?
Without the grace and the help of the Almighty, you can't even believe the truth. You won't do it.
Okay, appreciate this. This is regeneration being explained. I say amen to it, but ask yourself the question, if you were Joe and this is the only conversation you ever heard about Christianity, would you fully understand that you've been saved from the wrath of God because of what Jesus did on the cross? So far, all really great stuff. But if we're going to be focusing on evangelism here, and I'm not being critical of this dude, believe me, so far, awesome stuff. But I'm saying if we're going to evangelize somebody, we want to make sure that it has all of the necessary components for people to fully understand the gospel.
You are spiritually dead prior to regeneration. You see what I'm saying? When you're dead, if we had a dead man laying on the floor right here, and I said, "Dead man, hearken unto my voice. There is a hospital a mile down the road. And if you'll get up and walk to that hospital or you'll allow me to take you to that hospital, they'll shock you and bring you back to life." Is he going to respond to that message? He's going to lay there dead, right?
Yeah.
We're dead.
Good.
Spiritually until we are made alive by the grace of the Almighty. It leaves nothing for man.
good teaching.
Not a thread. It leaves me not a single thread that I can cling to. And then you look at the whole saga of Scripture. Well, what's this all about anyways? Let's take it all the way back to Genesis, all the way through Revelation and everything in between. The whole saga is to glorify the Son, Jesus Christ.
Good for
What's him. The purpose in me even being saved? It's so that I can be presented to Christ as his bride.
What do you mean by that?
I'm telling you, this is just a different Joe Rogan, isn't it? All right. Chad, in my estimation, knows his theology. And he has done, I've seen a number of different Christians share Christian stuff on the Joe Rogan program. This guy's going deeper than any of them have. Wes Huff did a bang-up job with apologetics. I think that talking about the depravity of sin, Chad is definitely going to a place where I don't think any other has, at least not to that degree. Furthermore, explaining different doctrines, the glory of God, going back to creation, this is about being the bride of Christ so that God can be glorified for sending his son to die for sinners. He's He's given theology to Job. So from that perspective, I would say, based on what we've heard so far, this is really great stuff, really good stuff. Now, to be specific, and this probably isn't the reason the guy even went on the show, has he fully shared the gospel? I'm not asking this so that I can pick a nit, but because it's so important, if we're thinking in terms of evangelism, and again, that's probably maybe, I don't know where the guy was at. He was doing a great job of explaining theology and regeneration. But if we're going to explain the gospel, we need to make sure we've got who, what. Who is God? Who am I? What should he do with me? What has he done for me? And what should my response be? Those are the components that must be in a gospel proclamation. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.